Ladies and gentlemen, will you now please welcome to the stage Steli Spann.
Thank you. she's opened up a land to me.
Steam weaving because it involves factories, which involves girls. So this is the Madeline Weaver and the factory man.
I want to weave. of songs that we've all worked on. Based on some books written by Terry Pratchett. And so what you do as a human being, you listen. I've never read a Terry Pratchett book, although he had signed a few autographs for friends of mine over the years. So I listened first of all to the talking books written by Tony, read by Tony Robinson, a portrait to you and me. And I was listening to things about witches and teacups and all sorts of odd things happening. And then the Wintersmith, who is an entity, falls in love with Tiffany Aiken, who happens to join in with a dance that she shouldn't have joined in with. And the Wintersmith falls in love with her. And he tries to become human in order to have some sort of relationship with her. And I'm in the car listening to all of this and it's going along, you know. Very clever man, clever writer, great sense of humour. And then it came to this section where the Wintersmith has heard a children's rhyme about how what makes up a man, all the different ingredients. And the children's rhyme begins, iron enough to make a man, lime enough to paint a wall. It carries on, there's about 10 of those. Can't remember them, I've got them written down there. I remember them sometimes. Even the Wintersmith can't remember them. But Tiffany Aiken, who is this 13-year-old developing witch, the heroine, says to the Wintersmith, well, you can't become a man. You've got all these ingredients together. But you don't understand the last three lines, which is strength enough to build a home, time enough to hold a child, and love enough to break a heart. Pretty fab, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this is a song, well, it's Terry's poem, really, in the rhyming book that I've just worked into a song. This is called The Making of a Man.
Iron enough to make a name, lime enough to paint a wall, water enough to drown a dog, sulfur enough to stop a freeze, potash enough to wash a shirt, gold enough to buy a bean, silver enough to coat a pin, lead enough to bast a bird, phosphor enough to light a town, poison enough to kill a cow. You have iron enough to make a nail, lime enough to paint a wall, but that just isn't enough to make you a man. You have water enough to drown a dog, sulfur enough to stop the fleas, but that just isn't enough to make you a man. To build a home, and time enough to hold a child, and love enough to break a heart. You don't have strength enough to build a home, or time enough to hold a child, or love enough to break. Time enough to hold the child, or love enough. first one we're going to do is one that's written by Julian, and it's called You, and it's about the obsession for Winter Smith of Tiffany. And then we move on to Ancient Eyes, which was written by Bob Johnson, who was in the band for a very long time. He's come back just to write for this. And it's about Ancient Eyes, it's about the turtle that is drifting through space with this world on his back. It's a sort of creation myth of Terry's. And then we go on to the Dark Morris Tune, which is one of Peter's, and then Dark Morris Song, which is another one of Julian's. So they're all going to be joined together, theoretically.
Thank you.
freeze, but the world keeps staying. You know this is just the
and the sun, he's 7 years through. Oh, it's in me, and I think I'm on the right way, and I'm green.
Thank you very much. It's good getting older, isn't it? Seen it all, done it all, no surprises. What do we want? Hearing aids. When do we want them? Hearing aids. What do we want? Better memory. When do we want it?
Now.
What? So the reason why I'm doing a little jokey half here is that I received an email and a note, so it's pretty serious if someone backs it up. So this next song, which is called Seagull, which is about the game Shovepenny that I played in Hastings for many years, very passionate game. King Henry himself used to come in and play Shovepenny with us and drink director's beer. Well, he thought he was King Henry, because there's quite a few local mutters in Hastings. That's why I had to leave, because they thought I was one. So, Lynn Wood, your husband Paul, and your daughter Carla, they love you. Aww. And they want to wish you a happy birthday with King Henry. But we don't do anything. So this is for you. This is Seagull. And happy birthday.
Seagull, seagull, free, 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 free
Thank you. next one is about the only entity who can usurp the Wintersmith's icy reign. She's the Lady of the Summer, then known as the Summer Lady. Quick tune.
Thank you. starting, you don't think that's not true, but it says, I was walking down Durngate just before the gig, and I saw this little dog tied up outside shop. I said, hello, dog. And it said, hello, dog. I said, talking dog. He said, good spotting dog. And I said, you have an unusual accent. And he said, yeah, I'm from Melbourne. And this all turned out to be a dream, by the way, before you get off the edge. And he said, who are you, anyway? And I said, well, I'm playing with the band tonight. And he said, which band is it? I said, Steel Ice Band. He said, you haven't done anything since the mid-70s. I said, well, as a matter of fact, we have done something new now. We've done this CD called The Winter Smith, and it's kind of new to us, writing kind of our own songs. And he said, what did he say? He said, have you had any hopes and aspirations for, you know, apart from selling a lot? I said, well, really, yes. And I can't speak for the rest of the band because I'm a little bit removed sometimes. He said, well, you know, give us an idea of what you're aiming at, because I'm magic, you know, I could probably help you. And I don't know whether to carry on with this. Because I've told you to. So anyway, I said, I think I'd like it to be a musical, but I said indeed. I'm not sure about the rest of that. I'm not sure they go. Well, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it's got potential. He said, the little dog, he said, from home, he said, ever since you get the content of this proposed musical, he said, are they as good as the like classical ones? Yeah, there's the brat going, there's the medal, and the sixpence, and Joe Craft from the Argentina, and anyway, so he knew every song he put, half, sixpence, and my mom. And in the end, I said, well, I'm not really sure because it's very difficult to judge your own work. So he said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do with you, Bob. I'm going to come along tonight and sit, because I know it's not sold out, there'll be plenty of sit. So he said, I'm going to sit and I'll tell you at the end which is the best song. And if it will go forward as a music in my humble opinion, then he knew every classic song, I'm not kidding. So, welcome, dog.
Hello.
And so this is called Crowd House, Audience and Dog. And there he is. This is Crowd House, it's in G, and I think it's a musical, I really do.
Thank you. It worked!
So there was an album that Bob Johnson and I did ages ago called The King of Bobbins. And when Steve and I played at Terry Pratchett's 60th birthday celebration, we talked about that. And Terry said, well, a lot more people have heard of me than Lord Dunsany. And he wasn't wrong. And in the story of The King of Bobbins, Alberic, who's the hero, goes into Elfland to rescue the King of Elfland's daughter. And he has a sword forged out of unearthly material. And Terry, when he was knighted, forged a sword on his own land from unearthly material. It's quite interesting, isn't it? When we were working on this project, the beginning for me was not the characters in the book, because that's one thing, Terry's imagination and what that result of that is, which are these incredible books, because he has an incredible imagination. But I was more interested in the man, mainly because of the fourth book, where Tiffany Aiken is nearly 16, and the book is I Shall Wear Midnight. There you go. And lots of people are wondering what's going to happen to Tiffany, because she had a relationship with a chap called Preston. And people are a little bit in a dilemma of whether that will be resurrected or not. So I started thinking about the reality of this situation, and that the only true reality here is Terry Pratchett himself, and that all the characters in his book have no choice about their existence. But if they did have a choice, what would Tiffany Aiken's plea to Terry Pratchett be? How would she feel? So this song, it's called We Shall Wear Midnight. I cry.
Thank you.
set aside that slight feeling of disapproval and irritation with the song and just bloody sing it.
Oh,
Gaudete, gaudete, Christus is not just as tomorrow.